76 degrees in Chicago, humidity 58% at 10:45. And now, sitting in for Howard Miller, who is on vacation, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents George Watson.
Good boy. You did it. You finally introduced me without sounding like you were unable to believe it.
All right, already. Now you keep your end of the bargain.
Oh? Oh, yes. Thank you, Joe Foss.
Howard sometimes mentions my name twice on the program.
Yes. Well, I'm more conservative than Howard. Well, good morning. Yes, this is your old buddy, George Watson, and because we play the reverse side of the records Howard left for us, we call this program The Other Side of Howard Miller. This quarter hour is presented by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, chewing gum that cools your mouth and freshens your taste. So enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint after meals and between meals, too. It's refreshing, satisfying. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. So why not carry a pack with you wherever you go? Well, let's get along to our first recording now, shall we? This is a lively rhythm number sung by Dolly Ferguson. Now, Howard thinks we're going to play the slow burn side, so he'd probably do a slow burn if he knew we were flipping it over and playing You and Me in Love, which, well, pretty well covers all there is, I guess. Dolly Ferguson can really sing, can't she? Well, there's been a lot of discussion in my boarding house about the phone call from Howard Miller yesterday. The general consensus of opinion among my friends is that he's way off base when he fails to appreciate the significance of having prominent disc jockeys from foreign lands on this program. You know, like the great Hey Hayden von Schmier case who graced our program on Tuesday. Feeling is that Howard would never have made that phone call all the way from Canada at his own expense if he'd realized the great influence Hey Hayden has had on Viennese music. I'm sure Howard still thinks of Vienna as the land of waltzes and long loaves of bread. Herr von Schmierkäse, of course, told us that Vienna's leading disc jockey, he's quite concerned about the way rock and roll has replaced the waltz over there to such an alarming extent. And another thing these unbiased friends of mine agree on is that Howard has failed to appreciate the international goodwill that could have been built up by inviting these foreign disc jockeys to appear on our program. Another thing that my friends at the boarding house and I agree on is that while Moonlight Love, as recorded by Roger Williams, is very delightful indeed, it can hardly be compared to the flip side, on which Roger does a wonderful version of the old song, Every Little Movement. Music like that's real soothing, similar to the effect you get from chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. You know, I found that chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is one pleasure you can enjoy just about any time or any place. It's convenient to carry in your purse or pocket, and it's easy to slip a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum into your mouth and chew it while working, or shopping, riding, driving a car, listening to the radio, watching TV or the movies, enjoying sports or hobbies, or enjoying one of my favorite pastimes, just doing nothing. Yes, that long-lasting, refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint flavor makes all kinds of activities more pleasant and goes well with loafing, too. Get your full measure of satisfaction. Enjoy healthful, refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint gum. Now's a good time to try a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint as we flip the third finger left hand side over and listen to Eileen Rogers sing about a crazy dream.
Crazy, crazy. Crazy, crazy.
Crazy dream. I had a dream last night. Crazy dream. The moon was shining bright. You said to kiss me, honey doll, please do. I opened the book and turned my back on you. I must have been crazy. Crazy in my crazy dream. Crazy dream. I saw you walking by. Crazy dream. I didn't bat an eye. You said, baby, won't you cuddle me? I said, get out of here and let me be. I must have been crazy. Crazy in my crazy dream. Baby, right now I'm wide awake. Come on, love me quick, for goodness sake. chance. I must have been crazy, crazy in my crazy dream. I must have been crazy, crazy in my crazy dream.
Say, did you ever wonder what makes a hit record? According to what I've heard Howard and his big-name recording star guests say, it's a combination of the right song and the right performer at the right time. And I think they generally admit that a fair share or just plain luck plays an important role, too. That makes me wonder about something else. What makes a flop? How is it that somebody thinks they have a click song and the right person to record it and the ripe time, and still the record never gets anywhere? You know, that gives me an idea for tomorrow's show. Why don't we talk to somebody who made a flop record and find out what happened? I'm sure Howard would approve of a novelty like that. I think I know just the guy, too. In the meantime, let's listen to this gal, Robbie Lester. Howard's played the side called My Love and I for you, I'm sure. So here's your chance to hear the flip side, which is called Whispering Guitar. Shh.
Whispering guitar, tell me he loves me. Whispering guitar, say he's sincere. Let your magic strings whisper all the things that a girl in love likes to hear. Whispering guitar, will we marry? Whispering guitar, when will it be? Let me hear you play. I love you just the way you say I love you. Whisper it over and over continually until the day he whispers it to me. Until the day he whispers it to me.
My golly, time's running out. I guess that just about does it for the other side of Howard Miller for today. Until tomorrow, then, when we'll try to find out what makes a flop record from a man who's made one, this is George Watson reminding you that you're missing something if you haven't enjoyed the refreshing flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Keep a pack at home, in the car, or at the office. Always handy when you want to stick. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Well, we'll see you tomorrow, huh?
You've been listening to The Other Side of Howard Miller, presented by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum and featuring George Watson. This program came to you from Chicago. This is the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM-FM, Chicago.
For the freshest new taste in smoking, smoke new Oasis filter cigarettes with soothing menthol mist.
Smokers who know, now smoke the big O. Smokers who know, now smoke the big O.
Pure white filter, flavor tight box. Smoke Oasis with soothing menthol mist.
Serves two full glasses, 12-ounce king-size bottles of Coca-Cola.